Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Hallelujah. Amen. Let's talk a lot about Mary Magdalene. You heard her name even before the service started this morning. But why her? What's so special about Mary Magdalene? She was the first to see Jesus at his resurrection. That's it. Really no more to it than that. She's not the secret wife of Jesus. She did not have a secret family out of wedlock with Jesus, and they were not raised in France in secret, where the last scion or descendant of Jesus will someday turn up and save the world from the Antichrist. Mary Magdalene was the first to see Jesus alive at the resurrection. She was a faithful follower who spent a lot of time with Jesus during the last year or two of his life. She was a woman who, in the words of the Old Testament reading from Proverbs, a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. So, let's talk a lot about Mary Magdalene this morning. What's so special about her? Why not you? We don't have a special recognition Sunday for St. Kevin. Oh, I know, that's because there are three of them here and we wouldn't know which one. Or St. Gail or St. Rob or St. You fill in the blank. We could. It would be just as important and appropriate to celebrate St. Marty Day or St. Katie Day, because the day is not about St. Mary Magdalene or St. Marty or St. Kevin. The day today is about Jesus. Jesus' love for Mary Magdalene and His love for you. It's not our praise for Mary that matters. It's the praise given to her from God for her faithfulness. Who came at Easter dawn to look for Jesus' body and found that her Lord was gone, but as with joy she saw Him in resurrection light, may we by faith behold Him the day who ends our night. You see, it's all about Jesus. He is the day who ends our night. He has raised up glorious from the grave in order to light up our day and guide us into heaven. There are words from a lovely hymn, it's 518 and verse 20. All praise for Mary Magdalene, whose wholeness was restored. Notice she didn't do anything. It was Christ who restored her to her being whole. St. Mark describes Mary Magdalene as out of whom he had driven seven demons. Mary had actually been possessed by the devil. But through Jesus, she was repossessed. The hymn continues, by you, her faithful master, her Savior, and her Lord. On Easter morning early, a word from you sufficed, for she was first to see you, her Lord, the risen Christ. It was Jesus who did everything. He restored Mary to being whole and rose from the dead in order to defeat death for Mary Magdalene. And for you too. Oftentimes you want the attention though, don't you? Especially when you're feeling a little sorry for yourself, when you're sick or a loved one is sick, or just when you need a little more TLC. Notice the disciples in the Easter reading from John's Gospel this morning. They went home. It wasn't about them. So they went home. They didn't bother to look for their lost teacher and mentor. They didn't contact the authorities. They didn't go back to their upper room in Jerusalem in order to plan strategy about what they would do next. They went home. They discovered that the attention wasn't all about them, so they went home. Frankly, I'm a little stunned by that, but I know that I shouldn't be. It happens all the time, even today. Many of your friends and relatives who should be here singing praise to God for the magnificent gift of a Savior went home. They're not here to receive even more gifts and nourishment for their faith. They're not here to allow their Savior Jesus to touch them with His very own flesh and blood in a non-surprising way. It's a bit stunning. It's not stunning that people are selfish and self-centered. It's not stunning that they care more about their recreation or rest or other tasks that will fulfill them more than just another day at church hearing the same old message. That's not what's surprising. What is surprising is that after all Jesus did for them and for you, they can't stay away and not come running here in throngs. Because that's really what's stunning about all of what Jesus did. Because all of what Jesus did is all about you. It's all about salvation from your sins. The suffering and death that Jesus took upon Himself was not for Him. He didn't need to die. Jesus didn't need to suffer. He didn't even need to be born into this sinful, hateful world. You see, Jesus did it all for you. He did it so that you could join Him in eternity. That's what's stunning about a modern world that cares only about itself. The one thing that Mary Magdalene had is faith. She cared more about Jesus than she did about herself. If for no other reason, this is a good reason to commemorate what Mary stood for. She was up very early in the morning, earlier than almost anyone else, and as a result of her early rising, she was the first to the gravesite of Jesus. She cared enough to get there and finish dressing His body with spices and perfumes, to finish cleaning the body that was so bloodied from torture and torment of the cross on Friday. She didn't even know how she was going to get into the body because the soldiers had sealed the tomb with a large stone, but faithfully and with resolve, she approached the tomb that first Easter morning, prepared to do her task and to give glory to Jesus, whom she loved. In that regard, you are a lot like Mary Magdalene. You come here week after week dutifully to hear God's Word and receive His sacraments. You've received them before and left here refreshed, and so you return back week after week for more refreshment and dutifully show your faith in Jesus just by being here. And you're here very early this morning, reminiscent of Mary. It doesn't mean that by being here you're any better than those who are not here. It only means you're here and they're not. But the one who is truly faithful, Him, He's here all the time. The one who is faithful even under death is here for you to pour out His Word in His body and blood for your sins. Again, it's not about your faith. It's not about hearing about someone else's great faith like that of Mary Magdalene. The reason you come here and keep coming back is because of Jesus. You are like Mary Magdalene in regards to your faith, yet the faithfulness of Jesus is why anyone would come back here. It is Jesus' faithfulness to you? It is Jesus' faithfulness that recognized Mary there in the garden and made himself known to her in the same way he makes himself known to you each and every week. He speaks to you. You hear his voice and recognize it and repeat after Mary Magdalene, Rabboni. The relationship is clear. He is your teacher, your mentor. Nothing was any more special for Mary than it is for you. Your Savior speaks to you and you listen. You listen intently, even if your eyes close now and then, because the salvation in those words is soothing music to your ears. You hear of heaven and the home that is reserved for you, all because of Jesus' trip to the cross for you. Jesus is in that garden where you walk with him and you talk with him and you know that you are his own. His faithfulness toward you keeps you satisfied and keeps you coming back. And Jesus has an assignment for you, just as he gave to Mary. Go to my brothers and tell them that I am returning to my Father and to your Father, to my God and to your God. And Mary did. She'd seen Jesus with her own eyes, and she ran back to the disciples and announced the word, a derivative of the same word that we take angel from. Mary was an angel to the disciples. She announced in the same way that the angels announced the coming of Christ on Christmas, with the same joy and enthusiasm that Gabriel announced to Mary and Joseph, to Zechariah and Elizabeth, that they would all be parents. With all of the enthusiasm of the angel choirs to the shepherds, Mary announced to the disciples, Christ is risen! He is risen indeed! Hallelujah! And now this assignment is the same for you. You haven't seen Jesus with your own eyes, but you have heard him. He has touched your lips with his very own flesh and blood, and he will touch you again this morning, so that you can be empowered to announce to your friends and to your relatives this same good news. And you can announce it with the same enthusiasm that Mary Magdalene, because you know it's true. Just as Mary knew it is true. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Hallelujah. Amen. And now the peace of God, that peace that passes all human understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus till he returns again in glory. Amen.